Hey, welcome to Grit and Gratitude. This is a podcast where you are given the space to be able to rise. Listen, I know you've been going through it. Life has used trauma, loss, and grief to throw curveballs and to knock the wind out of you. But the fog is lifting, and you're desiring to see beautiful again. I get it, because I was there too. And let me tell you, you do not have to have this all figured out. You don't need to know 10 steps ahead. You just need the next step. And this is where I come in. My name's Jerrica, but you can call me Jer or Jay. I'm no stranger to grief, but through my own healing journey, I've been able to rise out of the ashes, and now I want to help you do the same. Here on this podcast, we'll talk all about grit and the gratitude needed to rise up and fully embody the woman you are destined to be. Girl, I know you can't change your past, but you can change the trajectory of your future. If you're ready to go all in, redeem the time that you have here, and build a legacy worth leaving behind, then grab my hand, girlfriend, and come with me. We're gonna have some real, raw, honest conversations. We've got work to do, girl. So let's go. It's time to rise. Hey girl, welcome back to the show. Today, I want to ask you a question that was asked of me when I was at Empower Her Live back in October of 2022. We had a surprise guest come and speak. It was actually Jamie Kern Lima, who, if you don't know who she is the founder of It Cosmetics. She grew that company from her living room into like a bazillion dollar cosmetic line, and then she sold it to L'Oreal. And she's done masterclasses with Oprah. She literally is one of the sweetest people. How she is on social media is how she is in real life when you see her. And that means a lot when you meet celebrities. And Jamie's story is so inspiring and so powerful. So if you have not read her book, Believe It, I will link it for you on the show notes. But Jamie's keynote at Empower Her Live was incredibly powerful. And one of the things that she asked us to really journal about, and I want to bring this to you today because I've been having the same conversation over and over with different people. And when that happens, I really want to bring it to the podcast because I'm like, listen, if two or three people are feeling this way, then there are so many of us that could actually probably benefit from this. So the question that I'm going to pose to you right now is, how am I currently hiding in plain sight? I know that is so loaded, but let me ask the question again. How am I currently hiding in plain sight? Now, what I want you to do with this is I want you to really unpack this and really answer the question. So if you're not in a place right now where you can take the time to journal this out, pause the podcast episode and come back when you have some time to really dive deep into these questions that I'm going to ask, okay? So how am I currently hiding in plain sight? For me, what immediately comes up for that is that I've been playing small. I've been downplaying my accomplishments. I've been flying under the radar, don't want to ruffle any feathers, afraid to step into myself completely and unapologetically because I fear that I'm too much or I'm too dramatic or I'm too loud. So that's what comes up for me immediately when I ask myself, how am I hiding in plain sight currently? And maybe for you, it's something similar. Maybe, you know, you're not speaking up in that meeting when you have an idea because you think that people are going to think your idea is stupid or that it's not good enough. Maybe you don't apply for that job or you don't go after the promotion or you don't pitch yourself because you are afraid that, you know, you're not good enough or that someone is better. So the next question, the second part to this is, what has hiding in plain sight already cost me? Now, when Jamie asked us this question, by the time we got to the second question, I was already crying because I was like, oh my gosh, like I can see where this is going. And this is a major wake-up call. So what has hiding in plain sight already cost me? Has it cost you a promotion? Has it cost you a launch of a business? Has it cost you the start of a podcast or the start of a book? Has it cost you a job or a client or a customer? What has hiding in plain sight already cost you? Has it cost you friendships or romantic relationships? This is really, really deep stuff that we're doing here today, friends. So I'm here with you. We're doing this together. And, you know, as I sat down to get ready to record this, I actually redid this whole thing myself. Because I wanted to revisit these questions again. I think these are so powerful. This is something that, you know, we could revisit every quarter even if you wanted to. So far, we've asked ourselves, how am I currently hiding in plain sight? And what has hiding in plain sight already cost me? But friend, we're going to take this a little bit deeper because, you know, here on this podcast and in this community, we are building a toolkit, a life toolkit. So whether you are rising out of your own trauma, your own loss, your own grief, you're rising out of your past, and you need a toolkit to be able to step into the woman that you and only you are destined to become. Here on this podcast and in our community, I'm providing you tools for your toolkit to step into the woman that you are destined to become. Part of that toolkit is getting blatantly honest with yourself and stop hiding, right? And how, you know, how appropriate for today's episode. So how am I currently hiding in plain sight? What has hiding in plain sight already cost me? Now a step further. What will hiding in plain sight cost me 1 year from now? If you continue to hide in plain sight, what is that going to cost you in the next year? I want you to think about that for a moment. What's it going to cost you to keep hiding in plain sight for the next year? What opportunities are going to be missed? What doors are going to be closed? What relationships are not going to blossom? What promotions are not going to be met? What accomplishments will you not achieve if you keep hiding in plain sight for the next year? Now we're going to take it one step further. What will hiding in plain sight cost me 5 years from now? If you continue to hide in plain sight for the next 5 years, If you continue to fly under the radar, not ruffle any feathers, if you continue to play small and play it safe, what is that going to cost you 5 years from now? And one more step. What will hiding in plain sight cost me 10 years from now? Think about that. 10 years. 10 years of playing small, of hiding in plain sight, of not sharing your talents with the world. 10 years of you not putting yourself first, of you not making yourself a priority. What is that going to cost you? Here on this podcast, we talk a lot about time and how precious time is and how time is the only thing that we cannot get more of. Now imagine, if you will, spending the next decade of your life wasting time. An entire decade gone by, and you have not done anything. You've been hiding in plain sight. Look at all the things that you've missed. All the places you could have gone. All the people you could have impacted. What's hiding in plain sight costing you? And are you willing to pay that price by continuing to hide? So if you're anything like me, and you know, maybe the tears are flowing, maybe this is a smack in the face reality gut check that you needed, and you're like, okay, so now what? What do I do? Well, you're going to do one thing today to show up. One thing today to reveal yourself to the world. What's that one thing that you can do today to show up and to stop the spiral of hiding in plain sight? What is that one thing that you can do today, right now? Because friend, let me tell you something. Big moments, big achievements, those highlight reels, they're made in the everyday activities. So what is the one thing that you can do to push the needle forward, to show up fully as you? What's the one thing that you can do today to show up as the woman that you are destined to be? For some of you, that's going to be to start that business, to write that book, to launch that podcast, start that YouTube channel, create that course, sign up for that half marathon. For some of you, it's going to be finding a therapist, mending relationships, putting your name in the hat for that promotion, interviewing for that job, calling your shot. How are you going to call your shot today? We only have a TBD amount of time here. We talk about this a lot here, but it bears repeating. We only have a TBD amount of time here on this earth, and none of us knows when that time is up. So friend, if you are listening to the sound of my voice right now, I want you to promise yourself that you are going to stop hiding in plain sight and you are going to show up fully and unapologetically as only you can. Today, right now. I love you so much, friend. I cannot wait to hear how you are going to show up for you today. Girl, I am really freaking grateful that you tuned in to today's episode. I value you, your time, and your feedback. So if you resonated with today's show, please take a screenshot and tag me on social, and I will personally thank you for helping me spread this message. Your support means the world to me. Until next time, live with intention and lead with gratitude. I'm in your corner, always cheering you on.